What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We've got the right where we want it.
Prime time on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today, from this moment on, is how you will be remembered.
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Football Friday with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what'd it do?
Oh,
what's up? Good Friday.
It's a little weird.
Why?
Because ever since we've got into the office, you're doing a weird Gucci Mane thing.
Man, Gucci Mane.
I find it off-putting, and I don't know why.
It's my fault. I started it.
It is Ortner's fault. By the way, Will Ortner, everybody, he's in for Ryan Buckley, who has quit.
Finally, the trust fund came through.
We drove him out.
Is that what happened?
No, he's on vacation. He'll be back Monday. Or actually, Tuesday. We don't have a show
Monday.
Shocking.
Another vacation that Buckley didn't pay for.
Well, he says that's actually, I think, true.
Yeah.
His mom is retiring.
Mm.
And so they're going out to the coast to celebrate her.
Which, once again, Ryan Buckley will not pay for. His white privilege knows no bounds.
Yeah.
Did you also see, he got the bike left at the side of his house a while back.
Yeah.
Did you see what was left?
Yeah, there was a book.
Yes. Do you know of that book?
Was it Catcher in the Rye?
It's Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah.
Have you ever read Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah. I think they made us read
it. It's one of those young adult novels. Will,
do I remember it?
It's
no.
Banned now, to
it's
my understanding.
Banned?
Yeah, it's one of the big banned books. We didn't
really?
Read it in school. Well, yeah, didn't what's someone shot someone and blamed the book for it.
Huh.
Like the book told them to kill someone. I
well,
think.
this is the great part. So Buckley's white privilege knows no bounds. Free bikes, free vacations. The whole point of Catcher in the Rye is a rich entitled brat goes around and basically ends up being an ass for the entire book. He's just a wealthy, privileged, kid that it's affluenza. And so the fact that someone left the Catcher in the Rye on the side of Buckley's house, clearly messages are being sent at this point. And quite frankly, I love it.
That's kind of scary.
Well, I just thought
quite
it was,
frankly.
I don't even know if Buckley knew the whole premise behind Catcher in the Rye.
I think he would have been more disturbed if he did.
Because that is what the... It just follows... I'm trying to remember the crappy main character's name. But he's just a rich, whiny bitch. And, he complains about his life. He's very unhappy, gets kicked out of schools. And then at the end, he like... Anyway, it's a whole thing. But it is basically the tale of one Ryan Buckley.
Is it Holden Caulfield?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, Holden Caulfield. We had to read it when I was like in high school or
something. Yeah, I think they made us read it too, but I don't remember. Anyway, yes, Will Ortner, who is in for Buck, and Buck will be back on Tuesday. Yeah. I was just kidding about him quitting, although he probably wants to quit.
Well, he's just waiting for his wife to tell him that he can and be a stay-at-home dad. Because he was a stay-at-home dad for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were in the other studio before the show doing radio things,
mm-hmm.
and Ortner and I were in there, and he said, Gucci Mane.
You asked if you had audio, and I said, you're Gucci Mane.
Yeah. And I knew what that meant.
Mm.
And then Ortner, I didn't say anything, but Ortner then goes, I bet if I asked you what that was, you have no idea.
Mm.
Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Will.
You know.
Ye little field mouse. I am a Gucci Mane P1.
You couldn't pick him out when I showed you the photo.
Well, at least I knew who he was. But yeah, no, I don't
know that you did.
I still don't. Well, no, I know Gucci. I've heard of Gucci Mane. So I knew, Look, I know you were expecting old man Isaac here to not have any clue what you were doing and talking about, and I did. So, in your face. But then I went and looked up Gucci Mane. He looks nothing like I thought. Like, I could not pick him out of a lineup. But now I can, because apparently he has an ice cream cone tattoo on his face.
He has a giant ice cream. You can't miss him.
That's great.
Yes, and he wears a lot of Gucci.
He has a song called The Ice Cream Man, if I remember
Gucci
correctly.
Gucci Mane.
All I know, that right there, like,
hey, man.
For the last hour and a half to 2 hours, every time, he'll just be, for no reason, under no context, you just, Rob would be like, Gucci Man. And
Mane,
I don't,
Mane. Not man.
Not man. Mane. Yeah, there's a Y.
M-A-Y-N-E.
Just, and I don't know why, but it just, it's throwing me off. Because it just...
Well, I like to entertain myself.
Yeah.
And the other day, I was in a studio with Buckley, and I was doing something just like that. Like, I don't even know I'm doing it. I'm just entertaining myself. In my own little pea brain, I'm just, you know.
Yeah. Rob's sitting here talking to no one, and
that's
out of
right.
nowhere, you see him go, good, man.
That's right. And I did something like that, and Buckley just turns to me and goes, do you annoy the living hell out of your wife? And I said, you know, that's a good question. Yeah. I do think I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that the whole point of being married?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, if it's not that, it's something else.
Yes.
But I said, yeah, I think I do.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
No. No. I got that the other day.
And then I said, do I annoy you? And he goes, no. But you sure do talk to yourself a lot.
Yeah. Well, they do say talking to yourself is a sign of intelligence. Also, craziness.
So, look at that. Yeah, I think I'm a little crazy.
It's really a kind of a...
I'm not intelligent.
Two
so
sides of the...
Probably the crazy
two
part.
Two sides of the same coin. Oh,
yeah. My brother and I both talk to ourselves a lot.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
You and Jim Harbaugh, right?
Just you'll
out
catch
there,
us.
Yeah.
Out there just mumbling.
A lot of milk.
Talking then, about Gucci Mane?
Yeah, man.
You getting into Waka Flocka or no?
Yeah. I love it.
Big trap rap fan?
Yeah.
More of a 2 Chainz man myself.
Hey, there's a Southern Whoa. Rapper. Good for you. The problem is he's also old, though. He's around your guys' age.
2 Chainz is?
Yeah, Gucci Mane is close to your age, too. 44.
Are you calling us old?
No, never. I would never do that to you.
What's
You're
old to you?
You're very young. Hip.
What's old to you?
Old to me?
Yeah.
Mid-30s.
God.
Then yes, we would
We're
be
old.
The definition of old.
How does that make you feel?
I don't mind being old.
Tell me about your feelings.
It doesn't bother me at all. I embrace my oldness. I wouldn't want to go back into my 20s. That's, you know, your 20s suck. I'll take my 40s over my 20s.
You know, I told the kids the other day, they're in their mid-20s, you know? And they were, I picked them up from the airport. It was Meatball and his friend who lives here now. And they were wrecked because they were coming back from a birthday party in Chicago.
Sure.
And they were all hungover. You know, you know how it was in your 20s.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you guys, look at you. You are pathetic. Look at this. This is you look terrible. You sound terrible. You're about to get sick. You know you are.
Yeah.
You went too hard. And we were talking about life in our 20s, and I said, well, I remember those days. But then I said, you know what? I actually don't remember those days. Mm. Like, do you remember a lot about your 20s?
Sure. Although, I mean, I went—
Because I don't. If you want to talk to me about stages of life, I mean, I know the stage I was in.
Yeah.
I don't. I have way more memories from 30 on than I do from my mid-20s.
No, I mean, and I had kids and stuff early, so, you know, it wasn't like, it wasn't my 20s were just like this, you know, it wasn't the roaring 20s. I just, I don't know. I'm a
good
big,
reference.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a big believer of, like you said it best, seasons of your life, right? And I find it weird when people reminisce or like, want to go back to the season. I get maybe if you're in your 80s or something, but I don't know. I feel like each decade of my life has gotten better. I mean, there's certain things you'd want to go back, like, man, if I could be a teenager again. But you think about how weird your teenage years were, and then how when you're 20s, you're just still trying to figure crap out.
That's kind of was my point with them. I'm like, you guys, you realize you won't remember any of this.
No.
You're 25 years old.
Yeah.
This is a blip on the radar.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't gotten anywhere yet.
Yeah.
You still live in crappy apartments.
Yeah, you don't have any money. You own like one towel. You're still trying to pull your head out of your own arse all the time. It's, you know.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Exactly.
Life hasn't really even begun for you.
You're driving a car that like your grandfather gave you or something, or, you know, you scrounged up a couple bucks.
He's just using every single thing that I've told him to just attack me.
Was that your grandfather's car?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was your dad's. I actually did that. I was actually doing that to try to spare you from the debt. No, but that's just what you do when you're in your 20s and you're kind of figuring out. And then I feel like by the 30s, right, you got a job. You got it more than a job. You got a career, saving a few bucks. Maybe you meet a gal, you know, maybe you have a kid or something, and you kind of move on, and then you get into your 40s. And I feel like your 40s are, or should be, if you're doing it right, your 40s should be a great time. You're still young enough where you can get out and still kind of, you know, you can mix it up a little bit if you want, but you're smart enough, again, not to go out and get trashed every single night. You got a few bucks, you can travel a little bit. Like, I'm not a big looking back sort of guy. I find those guys, that's high school football guy that's listening to Kenny Chesney, like Boys of Falls, and getting teared up because he reminisces. Like, I don't miss any of that. I can appreciate the football days. I can appreciate my friendships I have with those guys. And then when you do go back, it's weird. Like, people, like, when I go back to reunions, I find those to be sad because you realize that you're not those same people. You might not have anything to in common with any of those people. And you realize that maybe those times aren't as good as you remember them. So I just choose to remember them the way I remember them and that I don't need to go back and relive them. You just kind of put them on the shelf and you can access them when you want. But don't try to go back. You can't go back home.
Well, I'm about to turn 50. So I got a whole new
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to call them, but I got a new set of experiences coming.
Yeah, it's a new season, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you pee every like 8 seconds, so you're already there, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Martin. You know? That's
closer
right.
to getting those early bird dinners.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think you can start getting them right around 50.
No, I actually think this is a fun fact, and Will, you may know this. I do believe that Meatball is already an AARP member.
What?
I did get, I got AARP stuff sent to me, right?
Yeah.
Well, how old is he?
Well, he's like your age, 25.
Okay.
I think you guys
it was right around then, yeah.
I don't know how many people know this. You can join. You don't have to be old to join.
Really?
No.
I'm
pretty sure.
I thought.
It really hurt my feelings. It was right around my 25th birthday they sent me my first one.
I don't know. I knew you were going to ask that. I don't know what AARP really is.
No idea.
But I don't think you have to be 50 or 55 to join.
That's what I thought. It is the American Association of Retired People.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can join it.
Hmm.
And Meatball gets all the benefits.
Board chair.
Oh, he actually joined it?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What benefits does he get?
I don't know. He gets like
I need to talk
$5
to
off at buffets and stuff like that. I don't know.
I can't go to buffets.
You know?
You shouldn't go to buffets.
No, that's like.
I should ask him.
That's like going to a bar if you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's another
problem.
Like, as you get older, you realize that buffets aren't for you, or you get older and you realize the buffets, like, you go back. Like, the poor decisions you make in your 20s, it comes full circle, because as you get older, you'll go back to making terrible decisions.
It's younger 20s, though. I'm 27. I'm not getting drunk every weekend. I'm not blacking out.
Yeah, you've
anymore.
Grown out of it.
Yeah.
That's
but
not, well,
you're not all the way there yet, though.
No, I still do dumb things, but like, I have a Roth IRA. I'm pretty smart.
Well, you're on your way.
He's an AARP member.
No, I'm not. I'm looking into that. I'm curious about it, though.
Yeah, that's what's wild is like, and this is why your 40s and maybe hopefully your 50s and even beyond are great, is that you look back even just a year and you go, my God, how much smarter I am now than I was a year ago.
Absolutely.
Or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that is a comforting feeling. It's mm-hmm. it's a nice thing. It's perspective. Yeah. It's every year you get older, you just feel a little bit more at ease.
Well, I'm a big believer of the easiest way to learn anything is just by doing it. Yeah. And so by nature, the older you get,
well, it's why all the olds, you know, it doesn't matter who they are or what they've done, they all have something to offer you because they've lived.
Yes.
They've lived life, Will. Yeah. That's advice for you. It doesn't matter who they are or what they've done, they can help you because they're experienced.
I listen to you guys. I promise.
So you youngs, and I'm not saying you, but the youngs that just dismiss the boomers and the olds, you're missing out on a lot of valuable wisdom.
Okay, boomer.
You can't call us boomers, though, because we're not.
That's right.
What do you call it? What is the new term for
old?
Olds like us.
You're just old, dude.
Well, I want a term.
I don't really have a term.
I think
you're
just
not a boomer. People will call you a boomer, but they won't. Like, you can't call me a millennial. I'm not a millennial.
You're a Gen Zer?
That's right. I'm leading from the front.
God.
I've had people just say dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, dad.
Yeah. I'm not calling you dad.
Yeah.
Even if there's a fire.
Okay, gramps.
Yeah, you'll get something like that, you know.
Pawpaw.
Maybe unk.
Unk.
God.
I got called unk the other day. I didn't like it.
No, don't call me unk.
I'm not calling you unk.
It's not. That doesn't work.
Might have to now.
Unk.
I'm ready for my colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get that this year.
I don't think you did that anymore.
Colonoscopy?
Yeah. I thought you just went in the box.
What do you mean?
What's in the box?
No, dude, you gotta get your colon.
I don't think they probe anymore. I think you just go in the box, unless you've got like underlying conditions.
That's not what I've been told.
Oh, well,
trying to get in my butt.
I was gonna say, what's your doctor up to? Holy cow!
Well, anyway, big Friday show. Will's in.
Yeah. It's a Gucci Mane show.
Buckley's out, Mane. Joey Harrington will be on today. We'll see if he's any more depressed. Or any less depressed, I guess I should say, because the Ducks, yeah. You know, last week he was really down.
Yeah, that took him. That
he was really sour.
That took him for a spin. He is not in a good season of his life right now.
We'll find out.
A little downward spiral.
Dude, it's not bad to be Joey Harrington.
Oh, no.
Trust me.
Oh.
So if he starts griping, we need to slap him around a little bit.
I do think it is probably good. If you're trading lives with someone, you could do a lot worse than trading with Joey Harrington.
I mean, last week he was saying he was cooking... was he cooking them?
It was something with anchovy. I think it was. Was it a steak with anchovy butter?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. So like
anchovy puree.
Yeah, and he sent us a photo of it, and then like an hour later, I sent him a photo of my hams and wings that I was eating at Jerry's, and I was like, "Touche." If you want to know the difference between the two of us, he was hand grilling an anchovy butter steak. Me, I'll take some wings and a draft beer.
I mean, every day of his life,
yeah,
is probably great.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
I wonder how he decides what to do.
I think he just, maybe he just kind of drift.
What am I going
to
do?
He just, things happen when you're
Jay. You think he's bored?
He doesn't strike me as the type that's bored.
Doesn't seem it.
I think he finds things to do.
All right, well, we're going to start with talking about football.
Well, which kind?
The NFL.
NFL, college?
Yeah, the NFL kind.
The XFL, it's not the XFL anymore. The UFL? It's right around the corner.
Good. Because I got sports sad today, thinking that this is the third to last football weekend.
Yeah, we're winding down.
You get one next weekend, and then we get Super Bowl weekend. That's it.
Yep, because there's a week in between. So,
and that's stupid.
This is the best football weekend because you get multiple games. Like you've got more than the two games. This is the best week of football right here. Because no offense to the wild card, but some of those wild card teams, dude, they're not going anywhere. Whereas this, you get to trim the fat, and now we get into the anchovy butter steak. These games are good.
Well, let's talk about them.
And one is great.
Chiefs-Texans.
No.
Yeah, see, I'm hoping this weekend is good, but I don't know. We'll see.
Rob's skeptical.
Next weekend might even be better. I get what you're saying about four games versus two.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. We'll see. Let's talk about it next on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along, Friday. It's Rob and Sue. Will Ortner is in here. We got some NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have a Monday show.
Because, no, we do not.
Well, there's a holiday. And we're playing the national championship game.
Yes.
The college.
You will not get our pregame. You just get the national title game, which hopefully will be a good one. Although, if you're going to say of all these games that would be a blowout, and I'll include all the NFL games, the one to me most likely to be a blowout is Ohio State Notre Dame.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'd probably take, I think Detroit, well, blowout. Double digits, Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm going Detroit.
Okay. Now I can see that because
I don't know about Monday, but I see a scenario where Notre Dame. You know, it's just a muddy game.
See, and I could see that. I mean, obviously, I think that's what happened with Ohio State and Texas. But I just don't see advantages for Notre Dame. I don't know where I look at Notre Dame and say they're better than Ohio State. And when you go back and watch that Penn State game, dude, Penn State had five or six plays that are routine plays. And if they make them, dude, they win that game, like going away. It's not even a game into the second half. And give Notre Dame credit for hanging around, but God, that, a lot of that is on Penn State. So when I got one team that I think is fortunate to be there, and I picked Notre Dame to be here, but they were not better than Penn State, and Ohio State has been the best team in the tournament since day one, I find that to be problematic. Whereas,
well, of course, but when you play good defense, and they do, you never know.
Whereas, like, the Lions and Commanders...
You never know.
I think there's a couple bad matchups, and I think what Detroit does and what Washington does is problematic for the Commanders. The one thing that Washington has struggled against as an offense, because Jaden Daniels has had a great year, but Jaden Daniels is... I think sometimes we give too much credit. His feet are amazing, and his ability to scramble has really put... him in the spotlight, and he comes in big moments. When you look at his raw numbers, they're not that much better than Caleb Williams. And we look at how we look at Caleb Williams and how we work at Jaden Daniels. And there have been times where he really struggles, and their main struggle bus that they have is against man coverage. They do not do well when teams play man coverage and teams squeeze the pocket on him. And what does Detroit do better than any defense, even when they're beat up? They play man coverage and they squeeze the pocket. So I think from styles make fights, this is going to be a bad stylistic fight for the Commanders. And then on the opposite end of things with the Commanders defense, it's okay. At times it's gotten better, but you're facing the best offense we've seen since the Peyton Manning Bronco team that actually lost in the Super Bowl. But I mean, this Lions team is an absolute juggernaut. And so to have to win in a track meet, I don't see an avenue in which the Commanders win this game. To your point where you said you think that, you know, that this could be a double digit win. Absolutely. I don't think the Commanders can score enough, and I don't think they can stop what Detroit
is. What if we get five blowouts?
That would be very boring.
Would you be sports sad?
I would be sports sad. I absolutely would be sports sad. But that's never the way it works. You'll get a close game.
Yeah, I hope. Well, we're all hoping Buffalo and Baltimore is a great game.
Yeah.
Should be.
Wasn't the first time around, but, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, if you're rooting for one person this weekend, who are you most rooting for? Like, it could be Freeman. He's great.
Yeah.
It could be Dan Campbell.
Love Dan Campbell.
It could be, see, for me, it's Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. I really want to see Lamar Jackson go into Buffalo and make Josh Allen go all pouty Josh Allen face. Mm-hmm. I love pouty Josh Allen face.
Can I say that I just...
Maybe it's Jaden Daniels.
Can I root against Patrick Mahomes?
That's an interesting question. Are we tired of the Chiefs already?
I am.
Are we bored
of them to be...
Playoff Chiefs.
I need them to be gone.
So are they already in Patriots territory?
Yes.
Because I remember the Patriots, man, we got sick of them pretty fast.
Yeah. I'm sick of the Chiefs.
And they were really no fun because their games weren't any fun.
Yeah.
At least with the Chiefs, Mahomes is more dynamic. You know, it's a more interesting watch, I think.
I need them to be done. So if you ask me who I was rooting for, I will say this. And they're not, the Texans aren't going to beat them. I am rooting harder against Kansas City than I am rooting for any team. And it's weird because I really like Detroit. Magic Fairy Dust, Detroit wins the Super Bowl. Baltimore or Buffalo. I would love to see Lamar Jackson put the finishing touches on the triple crown, right? You win the, I guess this wouldn't be, it would be the double crown because you win the MVP and then you win the Super Bowl, although it'd be his third MVP, and silence some of his critics. Because remember when he had the contract negotiation, there were a lot of people that wanted to tear that guy down and there wasn't a big market for him. And I mean, my God, the guy's going to win his third MVP. So to see him do that, and I find the Buffalo Bills outside of Detroit, the one fan base that absolutely I want to see win. So I just think there's a lot of really, really good stories from Buffalo, from the Ravens, certainly in Detroit, but I just can't, and I don't know why I feel this way. Maybe it's just success, but I just need Kansas City to be done. I don't like watching them. I find myself rooting against them. I find myself annoyed by them, and I just want them gone.
Yeah, see, I'm not there with you on that. I think that honestly, for next weekend, mm-hmm. I want the Chiefs in there. Like, next weekend, if you teed up Chiefs-Ravens or Chiefs-Bills,
yeah.
and then you teed up Eagles-Lions, sign me up for next weekend. Now, if you teed up Houston-Baltimore,
Well, here's my problem is I think the Super Bowl is going to be in this Ravens-Bills game. I think there's your Super Bowl champ.
Wow.
Herein lies my issue. I say that. Imagine this being, this is the scenario that I dread more than anything else, which is why I need Kansas City
gone. Nice.
We get an all-time classic, right? Lamar and Josh Allen duel it out 33-31, right? Last second play. Someone scores. Oh, my God. Unbelievable game.
Yeah.
Here's Lamar. Here's Josh. It's their time to shine. And their reward for playing in this epic battle in the snow is going on the road against that son of a bitch, Patrick Mahomes, who they don't even look that good, right? It's by far the worst team that they've had since he's been there. And does anyone doubt that he's not going to wreck it and win and go to another Super Bowl? And I just, well, and then he gets to go through the soft ass to Houston Texans to get there. I can't run that risk. I need the better narrative of Lamar or Josh getting there. And that's why I need the Texans to somehow take care of the Chiefs so that we can free the path for one of those others.
Well, why wouldn't you want to watch the Bills or the Ravens beat them?
Because I don't believe that they will. Because
well, so you
sold his soul to Satan.
So
I'm
basically,
talking about Patrick Mahomes.
What you're saying is that you have no faith for anybody to beat the Chiefs.
No.
So you're just rooting against them.
Yes. Because
now, see, I disagree. I think that the Ravens or the Bills will beat the Chiefs.
No, under normal circumstances.
Therefore, I believe that that's why I kind of want Kansas City to go down next weekend at home to my Ravens or somebody else's Bills. I think that would be way better than seeing them lose to Houston. Because we all trust they're going to beat Houston.
Yes.
I mean, we all trust that. I think what you're saying is we all trust them so much, they just don't. I mean,
they don't lose.
All they do is go to the damn Super Bowl.
Yes.
So I don't need them out yet. I want the good team to beat them.
There's something about Mahomes and his feminine hips and is the way he runs.
Oh, come on.
And chewing on his little mouthpiece and just and
he's
the
not dislikable.
And the favorable calls and
hey,
just
let's
his,
go to the Youngs. Let's go
and
to the
and his
Youngs.
Wife and the dumb brother and I just need him
well,
gone.
The brother's
his
kinda,
brother sucks.
I need him gone.
But his family sucks.
The brother's kind of out of the picture. We haven't really seen much of him lately. Let's go to the Youngs on this. Do you think Patrick Mahomes is a villain? Like you dislike him like Sook does?
No, I don't dislike him. I mean, he's the only one that's not dislikable from that family. I kind of want to see greatness. Like, I wouldn't mind it being him that's the first person to get three in a row, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Like, I think it's better for TV if it's like a Baltimore versus a Detroit Super Bowl or a Buffalo versus Detroit Super Bowl. That's probably the best one that you could get. But I also wouldn't hate seeing greatness. Like, there's no one on that team that makes you be like, man, I really hate that guy. Like, you hated Belichick. You hated Tom Brady until the end. You don't hate Andy Reid.
I agree with that. And there's something about Mahomes. I never thought about it until Sook brought it up. There's something about Mahomes. I just don't think he's hateable. Like I think he's really popular for that reason. Whereas Brady and Belichick, I think Will's right. We just rooted against those guys so hard. We hated watching them win.
I just the State Farm, the bundle thing, the just Kelce. I don't know.
There's a lot of hate in your heart, fella.
I'm just over it. I am. Well, and I don't. Like I said, there's not a good reason behind it.
There really isn't.
It just bugs me. And
well,
it bugs me that I don't think they're that good, and yet they find ways to win because, again, I truly believe that the satanic deal that the New England Patriots and Tom Brady signed expired, and Satan has now he has moved on, and it's just passed over now to Patrick Mahomes.
Well, they're clearly that good,
yes,
because they're going for a third straight Super Bowl, and no one thinks they're gonna lose. Like, no matter who they play, it's like, nobody ever bets against the Chiefs because it's like all they do is win.
I wouldn't bet against them, and yet when I watch them play, there's nothing about them that overwhelms me. There's nothing about when I watch them outside of third down. I have never seen a quarterback, and this includes Tom Brady, Joe Montana. I've been watching football a long time. I can't go back to the Bradshaw days. There is not another human being that has ever walked this planet that on third down that I would want taking the ball more than 15. He is it's superhuman, his ability to find ways to convert. And it's absolutely spine busting for teams. And maybe that's what it is. You just, instead of watching it and like being amazed by it, I'm like, how is no one tackling him?
Yeah.
Someone do it.
Yeah, but I'm with Will in that. I just like watching that. I just like watching teams continually try, and they cannot stop it. No. It's unbelievable.
I know.
Which is why I think that maybe this year the Ravens and or Bills are built to get it done.
Yeah, I hope so.
It will be pleasant.
Because if it doesn't, then you got a little Tom Brady, Dan Marino thing happening. Think of or Jordan. Think about all the narratives that could be different if Jordan wasn't around, if you didn't have to go through Tom Brady, you know, if Marino didn't have to go through the Joe Montanas of the world. It's just that there may be people whose legacy forever changes because they just ran into Kansas City and Mahomes and just could never get
that
over the hump.
Tease up the next talking point.
Oh,
look at you.
Didn't
you looked
plan.
Right into my notes and there was an article about Patrick Mahomes this week talking about that very thing. He has no quarterback peers.
No.
He has defeated all of them.
Yes.
Some interesting numbers. Next, here's Will.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, we're talking about the Chiefs and whether or not we hate them yet. And apparently some of us do.
I do. I'm done with them.
I'm not there yet, but we do this with teams that win a lot in any sport. We just get tired of it.
Yeah.
We did with Alabama football. I think we're kind of there with Georgia, maybe even in college football.
It was nice to see someone different.
Yeah. Although it's Ohio State.
Yeah, I know.
And Notre Dame.
So.
But yes. We certainly did it with the Patriots.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. I'm trying to think of.
I think Golden State even. I mean, Steph Curry is about as likable as you can get. And again, when you're on top for a while, and look, I get it. When you're on top, to the victor goes the spoils, and you get to be cocky, you get to strut around. But then between the fan base and the team, and they've got a swagger, and as well they should, because they're the best, and you've won 3 Super Bowls in what, 4 years? Or is it 5 years? 3 and 4, 3 and 5? And what they're going for now, I mean, look.
You become insufferable.
Yes.
And it's not even your own fault. Like,
it's
not. I think that the Warriors, I don't know. I feel like the Warriors are the one champion. Like, I don't, outside of it being my team, the Warriors are the one dynasty champion in recent years that I just love.
Yeah.
I love them. I love Steph Curry. I love everything about what the Warriors did and how they played, and I loved watching them, and I never hated them. Mm. Outside of that, I certainly hated and rooted against the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm not there with the Chiefs, but I bet I will be if they win another one. You know, because then it's like, well, what is the fun of this? Plus, I'm rooting for my Ravies.
With Golden State, does some of the non-hate go to them because they beat the more hated LeBron?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then again, I think Steph Curry,
I think it's the way they played.
And I like LeBron.
The way they played was...
It was fun.
It was much better than a lot of the other forms of basketball.
They also have a coach that is the least hateable coach.
Yes.
Maybe in the modern era.
Yeah, and I find Steph Curry to be insanely likable. Even throughout that run, and like Draymond's easy to hate. I guess you can get into Clay if you want, but Steph is... he's really hard to hate. And to some extent, Mahomes has a little bit of that. And I can sit here and joke and say that I'm just tired of Mahomes and his Steven Seagal running hips. I don't hate.
What is this with his hips?
The way he runs. Have you ever seen Steven Seagal run?
No.
You need to look up clips of Steven Seagal running. He's got feminine hips. And so does Mahomes. He's got weird dad bod, and then he's got birthing hips. And he doesn't look like he's running very fast, and yet no one catches him. And he just kind of wiggles his way out of things.
Well, I guess the thing is, he's not really that fast, right?
He's not.
He's just elusive.
And he's just...
He has short steps. Is that what it is? Is that what you're saying?
Again,
I see Seagal running.
Yes. when you watch him run, you're like, have you never run before? And it's the same thing. Mahomes runs and his arms are kind of akimbo and he's swaying as he runs. And you're like, what is happening here? And you're like, someone hit him and no one can. No one can. And it's just, he's that good. So it's not even that I necessarily hate Mahomes, although I kind of do. It's just, I don't know. That's why I said I can't necessarily put my finger on it. And it may just be they're just so good that I just I wanted to see him lose because there's others that I like. I would love to see Lamar or Josh Allen get one. I would love to see Dan Campbell get one. I think that would be, I don't know, that would be better for me, and I think better for football. But I totally get why people love Patrick Mahomes. I totally get why people love Kansas City. It's just, it's run its course. I've seen it and now I'm ready to move on. And the thing about Brady is I hated Brady at the initial run, but remember they went away for like eight years.
I think it was like 10.
And when they came back, I kind of enjoyed that resurgence. So right now I'm in the middle of I need Kansas City to go away.
And but then if they come back in
and
10
if they
years?
Come back, I'll bet you not in a year. I need them to go away for a little bit, right? Okay. Let's get 5-6 different Super Bowl champs over like a 7-8 year window, and then Mahomes comes back like after Andy Reid leaves, he comes back like Empire Strikes Back style, and I'll bet you I end up liking the Chiefs and Mahomes if they make that resurgence.
Okay,
they're just in the middle of I need something different.
All right, well we may get it this year. Now the thing with Mahomes. And here we go with the Wall Street Journal giving us content again. Show content.
They do a good job.
Comes from the Wall Street Journal these days. They do a great job. And they had an article on Patrick Mahomes, and we're going to have to take a break. And when we come back, I'll tell you kind of the deal with him. But they were pointing out that he has no peers in quarterbacking. He is the only quarterback drafted 2013 or later to win the Super Bowl. He is. Think about that. He is the only quarterback drafted 2013 or later to win the Super Bowl. Last I checked, there is a Super Bowl every year. Am I wrong, Bill? That's 11 years ago.
You are not wrong.
So we will get to that and talk about him even more next on The Fan.
Hold on!
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
So talking about Patrick Mahomes here, Wall Street Journal pointing out that he has no quarterback peers. Now, you may say that, well, you always have peers, other quarterbacks playing in your era. And to some extent, you could maybe say Joe Burrow would be because Burrow's beaten him in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But can you name any other quarterback that's beaten him in the playoffs?
Tom Brady.
Other than Brady?
Well, I mean,
no one has, by the way, besides Burrow and Brady.
Yeah.
He has only lost. So he is 15-3 in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He has only lost to Burrow and Brady.
Well, think about this. All right. It's the greatest start to a career of all time. So this is his seventh year. So we can't count this because we don't know what's going to happen in the postseason. But he has played six seasons in the NFL. He has six Pro Bowls, 2-time first team All Pro. Has been to 4 Super Bowls, has been to 6 AFC title games, has won 3 Super Bowls, is a 3-time Super Bowl MVP. I mean,
unbelievable.
He's never lost in the divisional round ever. Every year of his career, he has been to the AFC title game. And so, by the way, if it wasn't for an offsides call, he would have been to another Super Bowl.
He's the only quarterback drafted 2013 or later to have won a Super Bowl, which I think is amazing to think about.
Yeah.
He's won Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowls. But if he has not won a Super Bowl, it's been a quarterback from an older generation.
Yeah.
So Brady, obviously Russell Wilson, and then Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who is his peer? It's Jackson and Allen. Mm-hmm. But like you were saying with Jordan, like what Jordan did to the legacy of John Stockton and Karl Malone.
Ripped it apart.
Is what Patrick Mahomes is doing to the legacies of Josh Allen and
Lamar
Jackson. And to some extent, Joe Burrow, although Burrow's the one that's done the best against it, obviously besides Brady, but like of his contemporaries,
yeah.
Burrow has given him a run.
Yes.
A couple of times. Beat him once. Twice? Did he beat him twice?
I'll look and see.
No, they only beat him the one time.
In the postseason? So he's lost three. He's lost three postseason games, one to Brady, one to Burrow, and was the other one to Brady or was the other one to Burrow?
I think Brady's got him twice. Yeah, I think you're right, because Brady got him in Kansas City in that overtime game.
Yes.
Right?
So I think Brady got him twice, and I think Burrow got him once. And one of those Super Bowls was...
But I think Burrow almost got him another time. Or no, it was regular season. That's
regular season. Because the one, Brady got him, and then Philly beat Brady. And then Burrow obviously lost in his Super Bowl, and then Brady got him in Tampa.
But, I mean, he just doesn't have, like, there's no one that rivals him. No, besides, maybe, I guess, of his age... range, well, it's probably Burrow.
And it's weird is that I can sit here and look at the numbers over the last couple of years and tell you that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are better quarterbacks than Patrick Mahomes. And you can make that argument. Certainly they're having better years. The last 2 years, Patrick Mahomes did not have monster years. He certainly has not been the best quarterback in the league the last couple of years. And yet he went 16-1. They laid down. So he went 15-2, but he got beat one time this year that he actually played. And he's won two straight Super Bowls, and he's going to go to another AFC title game. So there is a little bit of that Brady thing. For a lot of those years, Brady was not viewed as the best quarterback. Brees had better numbers, and Peyton Manning had better numbers. And you could sit there and say, oh, I'd rather have one of those quarterbacks. And all Brady would point to it and be like, well, then beat me, because you're not. And that's Mahomes is the reincarnation of Tom Brady, but he's a better athlete than Tom Brady. And we'll have to see as this goes on and longevity wise, but he is on a trajectory, and there's a long way to go, but he is on a trajectory that is truly rarefied air. And think about this. Even if his career ended tomorrow, right? Or I guess that would be, they play Sunday, right? They don't play tomorrow. If his knee gets bent backwards.
I actually think they do play tomorrow.
Do they play tomorrow?
Which game?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
They play tomorrow. They're the first game. Come on, they're playing the Texans. The Texans always play first.
Yeah, that's right. So let's say Will Anderson rolls up on him and Mahomes' knee is bent completely the wrong way and he never plays another snap. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer and a lot of people's minds still on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks after 7 years in the NFL.
Crazy.
That's how unique and special this guy is. And now that I've said all the good things about him, go to hell. I hope you get your ass kicked against the Houston Texans.
All right, it's not going to happen. We'll get some more... playoff talk coming up a little bit later. I have the odds on A.J. Brown's next sideline book.
Isn't the idea that he just reads that one book?
Well, yeah, but that's no fun.
Is it The Catcher in the Rye?
It's on the list.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
Gosh.
Yeah. The list, yeah.
The Godfather?
Not on the list.
No.
Why would he read that?
Well, LeBron.
Remember, so what?
LeBron's book that he didn't read.
Well, I know, but who cares about LeBron?
It would just be a fun troll if A.J. Brown showed up on the sidelines with a brand new copy of The Godfather.
So we get to that and some bad sports behavior, including internet versus Neanderthal Eagles fan. That's coming up next hour on The Fan.